Sharing Time, When He Comes Again by Sidney S. Reynolds. Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. At Christmas time, our thoughts and hearts turn to a little baby born in Bethlehem. All through history and all over the world, people join in celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ. Artists have painted wonderful pictures of what that time might have been like. Musicians have composed beautiful music, praising his coming. Authors have written interesting stories and books to share their feelings about Christmas. We sing songs about the birth of Jesus. We send cards to each other expressing our joy that he came to earth. We set up nativity scenes with shepherds and wise men, and Mary and Joseph and baby Jesus to remind us that Jesus came to this world as a baby and to celebrate this great event. The birth of a baby is a wonderful thing, but we celebrate the Savior's birth for a very special reason. It has to do with Easter. Without the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, which we celebrate at Easter, no one would celebrate Christmas. Baby Jesus was the one all the prophets promised would come into the world to be our Savior and Redeemer. He came to earth to show us how to live. He came to earth to die for us so that we could live again with our Father in heaven. We are so grateful to Jesus Christ for what he did for us that we honor his birth by celebrating Christmas. With great joy, we also honor his resurrection by celebrating Easter. There is another way we are going to celebrate, the day when Jesus Christ will return to earth. Hosts of angels will be with him then too. The same Jesus who was born in Bethlehem, was crucified and was resurrected, will come to earth again. After the resurrection of Jesus Christ, angels promised his apostles that he would come again. See Acts chapter 1, verses 2 through 3, and verses 9 through 11. Modern prophets have also told us about the day when he will return. See Doctrine and Covenant, section 29, verses 1 and verse 11. When the Savior comes again, he will bring peace for the nations. He will bring safety and joy for all the righteous. Those who love him will be prepared to meet him at that day. We can prepare now by keeping his commandments and by following his example. We can prepare by showing love for others and by listening to the whisperings of the Spirit. On page 37, we have different poster pictures to be used with this article. It shows Jesus Christ was born for me, Jesus Christ will come again, and Jesus Christ suffered and died for me. You will probably need help with this. Instructions: make a three-sided picture box of the reason we celebrate Christmas using the figures and pictures on page 37. 1. Mount page 37 on lightweight cardboard, then cut around the wood frame. 2. Fold along the broken lines and glue the left edge of the left picture to the tab on the right side of the right picture. 3. Glue the top and bottom panels in the order that are shown on them. And place the picture box where it will remind you every day of the Savior, of his birth, resurrection, and second coming. Sharing Time Ideas. 1. To learn more about what life will be like in the millennium, when Christ returns to earth to reign for 1,000 years, choose 2 children to role-play TV news anchor persons and assign each class to choose a field reporter to report the class's findings on the following subjects in the Scriptures. Animals, Isaiah chapter 11, verses 6 through 9, Hosea chapter 2, verse 18. People, Isaiah chapter 54, heading number 3, Micah chapter 4, verse 4, and Doctrine and Covenant section 63, verses 50 through 51. Nations, government, Micah chapter 4, verses 1 through 3, Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 33, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 29, verse 11. Miscellaneous, time of his coming, Matthew chapter 24, verse 36 and verse 44. Zion and the return of the city of Enoch. Doctrine and Covenant, section 45, verse 66 and verse 71. Moses chapter 7, verses 62 through 64. Have the anchor persons make up questions for each field reporter to tell what his or her class learned about their subject. Tell the children that we do not know exactly when the Savior will come, but we must be preparing to meet him. See Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. Sing When He Comes Again, Children's Songbook, pages 82 through 83, and discuss what the things are that we need to do to be ready there. 2. Post this word strip. What would you do to prepare if? Pass out to the classes or individuals these completions to the question. Want to grow your own fruits and vegetables? Want to bake chocolate chip cookies? Want to build a playhouse? Want to get 100% on your math test? Have an important guest coming for a few days? Have each class or child act out what they would do. Let the other children guess what the preparation is. After the last one, say that someone important is coming. Sing When He Comes Again, Children's Songbook, pages 82 through 83, asking the children to listen for the things the song suggests that we do to prepare for the Savior's coming. Do His will each day. Let our light shine. Tell the story of the 10 virgins, Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, and ask what the oil was and how we get it in our lives. See, I Believe That Jesus Will Come Again, Friend Magazine, September 1995, page 12. For younger children, pass a flashlight while singing Shine On, Children's Songbook, page 144. When the music stops, whoever is holding the light turns it on and tells one thing he can do to let his light shine. Repeat till many children have had a turn. 3. Tell the story of the wise men, Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. Point out that the chief priests knew from the prophecies of old where Christ would be born. Tell how the Lord blessed the wise men and also Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus. See Matthew chapter 2, verses 12 through 14, so that they escape from danger. The wise men brought gifts to Jesus. In many cultures at Christmas time, a child will hang up a stocking or put out a shoe or whatever to receive a gift. We give presents to each other at Christmas. But do we remember to give a present to the one whose birthday we celebrate? Talk about the kinds of gifts we might give to the Savior. Reading the Scriptures, an extra 5 minutes each day, praying one more time daily, writing in our journals, bearing testimony to a friend, repenting of a sin or overcoming a shortcoming, forgiving an enemy, doing a kind deed, etc. Pass out to each child a paper in the shape of a stocking, a shoe, a gift box, or whatever is appropriate for your culture. Have the children decorate the fronts of them, then write on the backs a gift they will give the Savior at Christmas. Or they could write their gifts on separate pieces of paper and tape them to the backs of the objects. Children could also think of gifts they could give to Jesus and list them with the shortest line first and all lines centered to form a Christmas tree. They could invite their families to do either activity in a family home evening. 4. Make an Advent calendar focusing on some of the wonderful things that will happen before or at the second coming. It might be a Christmas tree with a scripture reference and a song title from the children's songbook on the back of each ornament. Each time you or a child chooses an ornament and turns it over, read or discuss the contents of the scripture and sing the song. Possibilities? The gospel will be preached to all nations. Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. I want to be a missionary now, page 168. Truth will flood the earth, Moses chapter 7, verse 62. The Church of Jesus Christ, page 77. The 10 tribes will be gathered, Articles of Faith 1, verse 10, and also the article, the 10th Article of Faith, pages 128 through 129, or recite the article. The City of Enoch Will Return, Moses chapter 7, verse 63. Read Moses chapter 7, verse 18, to or with the children before singing. Love One Another, page 136. Israel Will Be Gathered, 10th Article of Faith, also pages 128 through 129, or recite from the article the 10th Article of Faith. Descendants of Lehi will receive the Book of Mormon, Enos chapter 1, verses 13 and verse 16. The 9th Article of Faith, page 128, or recite the article. Or search Ponder and Pray, page 109. Righteousness Will Triumph, Doctrine and Covenant, section 45, verses 66 and verse 71. I Pledge Myself to Love the Right, page 161. Every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus is the Christ, Mosiah chapter 27, verse 31. Beautiful Savior, pages 62 through 63. Tell the children that even though there will be some difficult times as the second coming draws nearer, we can look forward to these good things. The Lord has promised that if we are prepared, we need not fear. See Doctrine and Covenant, section 38, verse 30. The righteous will sing songs of joy because the Savior will dwell with us. See Doctrine and Covenant, section 29, verse 11. Also Doctrine and Covenant, section 45 and verse 71. Sing, I Feel My Savior's Love, Children's Songbook, pages 74 through 75. For other Advent calendar ideas, see The Friend, December 1997, pages 24 through 25. 5. Invite recently returned missionaries to share with the children how the people they taught remember Jesus Christ at Christmas time. Or invite families in the ward who have primary age children to share something special they do at Christmas time to remember Jesus Christ. Encourage them to bring items the children can look at or possibly handle. 6. Other Friend Resources. I Believe That Jesus Will Come Again, September 1995, pages 12 through 13 and page 26. Sharing Time Ideas 1, 4, and 5, December 1995, page 34. Christmas Gift Tree, December 1996, pages 24 through 25 and page 27. See also Gospel Principles, chapters 41 through 44. End of Sharing Time, When He Comes Again, by Sidney S. Reynolds.